Hachette Audio presents Raise a Fist, Take a Knee, written and read by John Feinstein.
For David Marinus and Bob Woodward, friends and mentors for more years than any of us want to remember. Also, to the memory of John Robert Thompson, Jr., who fought with me, taught me, and finally inspired me to write this book. Foreword by Doug Williams. I had two thoughts when John Feinstein told me he was planning to do research and write a book on race in sports. First, good luck corralling a topic that is so massive. And second, if anyone can pull it off, it's John. It isn't just that I respect him as a reporter, though I do, but it's this. He's white. I know John would be the first one to tell you that he knows he can't possibly understand what it's like to wake up black every morning and to go through life knowing there are people who are going to look at you as a black man, not just a man. I believe John has overcome the, quote, disadvantage of being white by talking to so many of us who have lived the black experience. Plus, if this book were to be written by someone who is black, a lot of people would shrug and say, it's just another black guy whining. I've heard and read things like that all my life. We all get tired of hearing, why are you always trying to make race an issue? From white people who have no clue to the kinds of things we deal with on a daily basis. Here's a fact. None of us are trying to make race an issue. Race is an issue. In a sense, I was protected from racism as a boy growing up in Zachary, Louisiana, for a long time, because I grew up in a segregated world. I had almost no contact with anyone white until I went to an integrated high school and played against integrated or sometimes all-white teams. That was when I first started to hear the word nigger. I was old enough to know what it meant, but at the time it didn't seem like a big deal. There's a lot of trash talking in football. Plenty of bad words get thrown around. You learn to laugh them off and keep playing. It wasn't as if we didn't notice, we just played through it. Off the field was and is a different story. Every black athlete, every black...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?